Good morning, good afternoon, good
Log
evening,
Talk
wherever you are.
Radio.
I have to wait for the blog talk person. I forgot that. But I appreciate you tuning in today. We'll get right into the show here in just shortly. Take your calls and answer your questions. If you'd like to call in, you can do so at 516-418-5997. Be on there. We have several people already on the queue, but you know, we'll try to squeeze in if you want to be a part of the show. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer really quick here, and we'll do that right now. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity that you give me to help people, and I pray right now for my listeners, wherever they might be on their journey. I just pray that you would just bless them and guide them. Father God, I just thank you again for everything you do, and we're looking forward to what you're going to do on this program today. Say namaste, and we say amen. All right, let's take a first caller. You're calling from 480. You're on air with me. Hello?
Hi, how are you? Hello, can you hear me?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. My name is Mike.
Oh, that's good. How can I help you?
Yeah, real quick, I was curious in kind of what, I just started a new job, and I was just kind of curious since you kind of see a move coming up in regards to, right now I'm currently living with roommates, and if you saw maybe getting my own place here in the very near future.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely a move for you. It would look like to me it'd be like maybe late May, early June. You'd be able to get a place of your own and stuff like that. But I really feel like there's a lot of good energy around you, which is a good thing. But, you know, I know that you're being guided forward, so just trust spirit to do that. But, yeah, I really definitely see a change for your residence. You're not going to be living with your roommates for much longer.
Oh, good, good. And would you think it's in the, kind of the same city area, or do you think maybe – right now I kind of live at the beach, but I'm open to moving, you know, into LA as well, or, you know, south. So I'm just kind of open to different areas being new here.
Yeah. When you first was talking about locations, I was like getting like LA. So I think that would be a good fit for you. Still on that.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Yeah. I'd be open to that. Thanks so much.
Okay. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Let me give you the website address for me in case you want to set up a full reading. It is insightswithmichael.com. So it is a website. So you can go check it out. So let's go ahead and take the next caller. 414, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me pretty well?
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No.
You can hear a little better.
Yeah, a little better. Yeah.
Okay.
So how can I help?
I'll just talk to you on the phone instead of. I have to use my speakerphone, that's all. I was calling to see my husband and I were approved for a loan for a home, and I'm just trying to see it. Will we come up with the money by May so we can move out no later than, or come up with it this month and so we can move out by May or near the end of May or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely see, you know, it working out for you. I would feel like it, like right after May, you should hear something and, you know, get things moving. But, I mean, it's sort of like you've been in a hold pattern right now, spirit-wise, and I really feel like things are going to break forward with you at the end of May, early June. So.
You said by the end of May?
Yes. By the end of May, you should be moving.
Okay. I know I just started I'll be starting a new job, so all that is working well. I just really wanted to know about the house. We'll be coming with the down payment for it. That's all.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with the down payment on the house, I definitely feel like you guys will get that. Because why would they show me you moving if you weren't going to get that? So I definitely see that working out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, next call is 414. Oh, wait, I already talked to you. 509, you're on there. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon. Good, thank you. My name is Erica, and I'm just kind of wondering what you see for career. I will be graduating, hopefully, this spring. And
right.
I don't know what life lies ahead for me afterwards.
Yeah. Do you have, like, choices? Like, what you're leaning towards?
Well, I mean, I would like something in my career field, but I'm willing to take anything kind of just to pay the bills until, you know, my career opportunity would come along. But, I mean, if it's not what I want, I'm not going to settle there. Like, I'm going to keep looking. But I just would want, you know, to have income in the summer at least.
Yeah. One thing I'm picking up for you career-wise, I keep seeing you in casual dress clothes, like, you know, a short dress and, you know, things like that. I don't know exactly what that means to me, but, you know, that's what I'm picking up with you. Definitely should be working in your field. I would say like next month, like the end of May. You know, once you graduate, I think, when you graduate, I think, you know, there'll be a door that opens for you right away. So.
Will it be something interesting? Like, I mean, would it be something that I would like, or is it just like a temporary thing until I end up, you know, moving along?
I feel like it's just a, you know, like you said, temporary thing. And then something more secure and things like that will come to you like in October.
Oh, okay. It's kind of scary to be moving into the real world, but you'll be making real money then. So, I mean, hopefully it works out.
It will work out. Just don't get afraid of what's out there and, you know, just calm down a little bit. And, you know, sometimes we worry about things too much and spirit just wants us to relax and, you know, stuff like that. So, but I, you know, I'm glad I talked to you today and you have a good day. Rest of the day.
Thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
Too.
You have a great day. All right. Bye. All right. Let's go with 480, you're on air with me.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And
no
my
problem.
Question
How can
is
I help?
Also, my question is also regarding career. I'm looking for a new job. What do you see regarding that?
I definitely want to tap in. I see you like not being there for very long. I mean, I don't know exactly what that means. Can mean, you know, a position that you have right now in the company and that you get advanced, something like that. I feel like it would be a good choice for you. I don't see anything, you know, upsetting or anything like that. I keep seeing like a kid. You have kids?
No, I do not have kids.
You're not? Okay. You know, maybe it's something where you'll work with kids shortly, something like that, because I definitely just see kids around you. So, I mean, I think you'll be good at whatever you do, so, all right?
Yes. So you're not picking up exactly when I'll be getting the new job or anything like that?
I'm going to go with later part of June.
Later part of June. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to 631. You're on air with me. We'll be in a minute. Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. This is Suzanne. And my question is, I went on a blind date last night with a gentleman. I'm not too sure. He might be a little bit too old, but do you think it's going to be a relationship?
I don't see him in a long-term relationship with you.
Do you know why?
I don't know why. I don't think he's ready to do that right now in his own life.
Right.
I just think there's just something that's keeping you, you know, like in the dating phase of life right now. I just feel like the next time you go out with a guy, it'd be a better fit. So it's not this guy, but it will be another guy that's coming in pretty quick afterwards.
You know when?
I'm saying like mid-May.
Is it going to be a little bit younger than me or my age or something?
More your age. I don't think the older guy was the right fit, and I think you felt that right off, like you said, right off the boat there and stuff like that. So, but, you know, I think it's going to be a good fit.
I mean, he's a nice person. He's married for 40 years and has kids in their 30s, and he's still married. He's working on a divorce, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Your intuition kicked in and told you it wasn't going to work. So,
Yeah.
But hopefully that helps you today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I almost cut myself off. 520, you're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Lisa calling you.
I didn't get your name. I'm having a hard time hearing today for some reason. It might be my phone, but I didn't get your name.
Is this better? I'm sorry. It's Lisa calling you.
Yeah, it's better. Thanks.
Thank you. There's at the end of the month, there's a real special sacred retreat that I'm trying to go to. It's just I have to come up with the money for it. And there's somebody I can ask if they'll help me out.
Right.
You know, alone. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? Do you see me being able to go to the retreat?
Yeah, I definitely see you going to the retreat.
Okay.
And really, you need to go. I think that you really have a better connection with spirit, you know, after this retreat is over. And I do think, I feel like you need to ask, like there's two guys that might finance you. One of them has dark hair, and the other one's a blonde hair, sort of dark blonde hair. But yeah, I definitely see you going, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, you've asked Spirit, and Spirit said that you can go, so Spirit always has the final answer. So I appreciate you calling, and hopefully that helps today.
Thank you. It does help.
You're
a
welcome.
Lot, and it is a very sacred. Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely need to go. So I would, if I was you, I would just, you know, your higher power, whatever you call that, you know, really speak about this and have them open the door for you, and it will work out. So, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you can go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Again, that's www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's go ahead and take another call here. 610, you're on air with me.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Michael. I'm so glad you're back in the air. I used to listen to your show about 2 years ago.
I'm back.
That's good. Welcome back. Yeah, quick
Thanks.
Question here. I am employed now, and I've been with this company for about 2 years. And
okay.
The job is secure and everything. You know, I'm a technical support engineer for this company. But there
mm-hmm.
is nowhere, there's no growth here for me. And I even have a review recently. They gave me like a measly raise, but whatever, it is what it is. And I've been
right.
looking for another position, and I just saw something over the weekend. So we just posted a few days ago, something closer to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It is also related to technical support engineer, but it's more dealing with customers and also the technical side. And I'm in the
right.
middle of, you know, preparing my resume and cover letter, and I'm planning on applying. What are you picking up as far as that, I mean, this job that I just saw?
I feel like it would be a good fit for you. I only see, like, good things will come out of this. But, yeah, you just need to move forward and just trust spirit. I mean, you know, a lot of times we can get a little afraid of, you know, where things are going to come from to help us. But, you know, everything comes from our higher power, which is inside of us. So,
Do you think I have a chance
yeah.
of getting an interview with them? Because I really have been trying to research the company, and also, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you're getting an interview, and I think you're going to get an interview two times.
Two interviews?
So, yeah, two interviews is what I'm seeing at the moment.
You don't see a chance of, like I said, I feel really optimistic. You don't see a chance of them eventually making me an offer, do you?
Not at this point. I don't see that, no.
Okay.
That could change. That could change, but right now I see no on that.
So when do you think I'll be able to, like, find a job and, you know, like, get out of where I'm at?
I would say mid-summer, around June or July.
Okay. That's not too far away because we're already middle of April, so that'll work.
Yeah,
and it might
yeah,
be
time just flies by, too.
Things do take a while, you know, like the processing, the interview, the follow-up and all that. So it may take a month and a half, you know. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
No problem. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take next call will be 732. You're on there with me. Well, hopefully. Oh, okay. We will be in a minute. Okay, I lost.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Mike. This is Caroline.
How are you?
I'm great.
I'm good.
So, I'd like to know, I'm setting up a live event in a university, a spiritual live event. And I'd like to know, what do you see? Do you see it coming? I have to do a little write-up first because they need to match what I do, and they need to match
mm-hmm.
what they do to see if it's a good fit. So I'd like to know what's the outcome with that. I have to do a little write-up. So do you think when I do the write-up, they'll be open to have this spiritual event? It's a seminar kind of thing.
Yeah, I definitely see it working out for you. There's a little, like, when I'm looking at this, there's like a little hiccup that is showing me there could be a problem, but for you to go ahead with this, because it's just a little thing that will try to hold you back, because there's definitely people that need the retreat thing right now. I feel like it would be a good thing for you and for other people, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. We're almost running out of time today. 20-minute shows go by really fast. Let's go ahead and try to get some calls on there. Let's go ahead with 617. You're on air with me. Oop, we'll be. Hold on.
Hello.
Okay, there we are. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Welcome back. It's nice to
hear
your
welcome.
Voice.
I know. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Definitely been missed. Definitely. This is Lisa. My question is in regards to a friendship with a gentleman by the name of Alan, and I just want to know if you see this friendship growing deeper.
I definitely do see it growing deeper, but I wouldn't see it until, like, almost the end of this year, which went out in October, November, something like that. But I definitely see it working out better. There's just some things that you don't like about him. I don't know what those things are. But, you know, everybody can change and stuff like that. So, but I definitely see your relationship going deeper. Yeah.
He doesn't communicate.
Excuse me?
Very well. He doesn't communicate very well.
Yeah. A lot of guys don't communicate very well. I think it's just.
No.
Yeah. I think it's just like a guy thing. Yeah.
This back and forth, hot, cold, that type of thing. And
yeah.
I'm ready to kind of throw in the towel.
Right. Yeah. Before you do that, I would really talk to him and maybe voice some of your, you know, concerns.
Yeah.
And see if that will help.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out if this is a friendship or are we just an acquaintance. And if we're just an acquaintance, then I'm not going to worry about you. I don't mean
right.
it to sound so harsh, but I don't want to
yeah.
give time and energy into something
right.
if it's just an acquaintance. It takes two to build a friendship or even a relationship, mm-hmm. and he's just not doing it.
Right. I don't know. Because it's confusing to me because at one moment I see you guys not together, and then the next time I'm seeing you two together, and so it's a little mixed up here for some reason today.
Yeah.
But I think it all lies down to you. Is you know what can you put up with and what you can't deal with anymore, and you know
yeah.
it's all in your corner. So, and this has been going on for a while. It's not like just a news thing that's happened.
Right. Yeah. It did. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't see this growing into a friend. I don't see this growing at all.
All right.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. All right.
And this will be going on 2 years now.
Yeah. That's not good. So I would just talk to him and tell him how you feel. And then, you know, if you need to move on, then you move on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Bye. All right. Let's go to 479, and I think this will be my last call for the day. So, hello.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hey. Yeah, I just I had a question. I recently met someone, and I think I've been single for about the last 5 years, and I just wanted to know maybe am I going to be able to fuck her in the pussy?
Sorry about that. That call shouldn't have been on air. So I apologize for that. So we will just chalk that up to experience, I guess. All right, let's go ahead and let me say goodbye to you for today. We will be back on air this coming Friday at 4:00 Central Time. So join us then. I appreciate it very much. Okay, I'm going to go off the air, and I will talk to you on Friday. Love all of you. Bye-bye.